Oh, I'm so impressed with the rebuilding. I mean, it seems to me that they've created more space for everybody. I mean, I'm walking here with you on a festival morning where it used to be really crushing and you used to find it hard to get to where you want to go. But I think the way they've redesigned the front concourse is probably as big a compliment to them as the way they've built the new stand.
Is Cheltenham one of your favourite sporting venues?
Possibly my favourite outside of football, because I've been coming here now for 23 years. I've never missed a day at the festival meeting. It's a bit of a stamina test for me now at my age, 4 days. But hoping to get through it again and hoping to see some top-class racing.
Can I delve into the memory bank and ask you for a really special moment here?
When Mr. Mulligan won the Gold Cup, I think it was 20-1. I was very proud of that particular bet that day. That comes back to me. And all the races I've seen where, you know, to see the AP McCoys of this world at the peak of their profession, a great sort of sign of sporting endeavour and bravery. I don't think any other sport, the jockeys lay their limbs on the line, if not their life, every day. And I don't know any other sport where they do as much as they do and possibly don't get the rewards they deserve.
One last question. Who's going to win the title?
I think Leicester will do it now. I thought last night was a big test with Benitez taking over at Newcastle. And I wouldn't have been surprised if that had been a draw. But I think that goal, Okazaki, I think that might just have given them the breathing space they need.